Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police investigators are waiting for autopsy results of a man whose body was found in Wolfpin Creek Park last Friday morning.
There's a walkway leading into the park, like a little bridge that you walk over, and the body was just right there, essentially facing the Holloman side.
College Station police officer David Simmons says there was no identification. Anyone who may have seen suspicious activity in the park last Thursday or Friday is asked to call CSPD. The state agency in charge of inspecting school districts for building security following the mass shooting in Uvalde has published its inspection report from last fall's semester.
In Bryan ISD, there was one issue during 5 inspections last fall. Auxiliary Services Director Ron Cleary, whose responsibilities include building security, told WTAW News that an exterior door located behind a locked fence did not close properly. A second incident that Cleary reported to the BISD board last fall was an interior door that was not closed and locked, something that is not required by the state but is required by the district. Cleary said BISD has already had one inspection this semester which found no issues. Cleary also said BISD superintendent received rave reviews from a recent inspection.
We were basically a model district when it came to the audit. The staff and the students should be very proud of what they did because, you know, they couldn't get into the building. And it was one of our very large schools in the district that was going through the audit.
College Station ISD reported to WTAW News that state inspectors found no issues at 7 campuses that were checked last fall. In both districts, employees followed guidelines requiring inspectors to provide identification, verifying the ID, having the inspector sign in and sign out, and giving them a visitor's badge. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
Newly elected Bryan City Councilman Ray Arrington says the city is moving in the right direction, but some infrastructure improvements are still needed. During his appearance on our show, Arrington discussed priorities in District 2.
I think water drainage in District 2, and it'd be a big problem. It's one of the problems there. Because I think if the infrastructure is updated or upgraded, are improved on in District 2, I think we'll see more economic growth in those parts of town.
Arrington believes tweaking the capital improvement plan can help grow District 2 and the economy of Bryan.
I think that the growth of District 2 and District 1, the economic growth will prosper if we deal with the infrastructure.
District 2, which Arrington represents, is the oldest part of the city. Texas winters can be unpredictable. Pat McIntyre from College Station Utilities provided some tips for wintertime maintenance during his visit on our show.
You want to change your AC filter, heating filter, so you got good indoor air quality. And you know these Texas winters, they can be 75 one day and 25 the next.
McIntyre also says now is a good time to be in the attic to check your insulation levels because it isn't too hot. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 36 degrees. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
Weather's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes. Malik, making a difference.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers, breezy and chilly, low 40s. We have a winter storm watch from this afternoon to early Wednesday for Milam County. Showers, upper 30s overnight. More showers Wednesday, mid 40s. Showery conditions Tuesday night in the upper 30s. Looks like occasional rain Wednesday, high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-945 WTAW.
The Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, doing this one thing. How many times do you see that ad? Right? Doing this one thing, new research suggests, can help you alleviate stress and improve your heart health, and that is have a grateful mindset.
Okay.
The study found that gratitude has a unique stress buffering effect on both reactions to and recovery from an acute psychological stress. So if you're generally positive about things, it doesn't bother you near as much as if you're generally grateful for things.
Well, I could tell you in some certain situations, it's pretty hard to have a positive mindset. You know what I mean? If something really bad's happening.
Right. But they say if you are in general grateful,
okay,
you can get over those things a little bit faster.
The harder stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I could buy that. Yeah.
And we also have some advice from the world's oldest woman this week. 118 years old, is that right? 115.
Yeah, so I think the former world's oldest person just passed, and so she is now the newer one, I guess you could say. She was born in 1907, and she is now in the Guinness Record books after the death of Lucille Randon, who was 118. So this particular person, I know, she is 115. She has lived through two world wars, the Spanish Civil War, the 1918 flu pandemic, and then, of course, COVID.
And she caught COVID and survived.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yeah. And had it and like didn't even realize. She survived a bout of COVID in May of 2020 when the pandemic made Spain one of the hardest hit countries before the availability of vaccines. She was believed to be the oldest COVID survivor at one point. So yeah, pretty crazy. But they, you know, they always ask these people, what is your secret to a long life? And she said luck and good genetics, but she also said staying away from toxic people.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. So I was wondering just the oldest person ever, right? By the time they left the world. Jean Clement, or Calment, I believe, 122 years and 164 days.
Wow.
Born in 1875, passed in 1997.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is. All right, I got a game for you guys. Are y'all both sitting down?
Yes.
We are.
All right. Well, I mean, you could be standing. So now that you're sitting, start moving. Just kind of let your right leg dangle and start moving it in a clockwise fashion. Okay. Now, point your finger and make a six in the air.
Okay.
Did your foot change direction?
Yeah, it definitely wanted to.
I think I knew where you were going, Chelsea, so I really focused, but I could feel the pull to go the other way.
Oh, Chelsea's the one of the three of us that can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Well, that's true.
I'm going counterclockwise, because all the motions that you make in a six are counterclockwise.
Right, so you start with your foot clockwise, you make the six, and all of a sudden your foot's going the other direction.
All over the place, yeah.
1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. So millennials like to make fun of boomers on Twitter, right? I mean, that's kind of a thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, and millennials have been kind of compiling a list of things that boomers love to say that make them cringe, I guess is the best way to put that, right? I'm videoing this would be the top of the list. Nuke it when referring to the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
I say that.
I'm going down the list and I'm going, I say that.
Yeah.
I say that. Phone tag.
Phone tag.
We're playing phone tag. Yeah.
Sit here. I won't bite.
Oh.
You know, that's another one.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
You know, I'm not really a boomer, but, you know, I'm close, right? I'm an early Gen Xer.
Okay.
So, you know. You know, right near that borderline, right?
And I'll be honest. I think it's weirder when it's a male boomer saying it to a female millennial.
Well, and I think so many people probably try to come across as non-harmful, or try to make kind of a joke about it and just say, hey, you know, it's okay if you sit here, it's not a big deal. But and obviously it has the reverse effect sometimes too. So.
I read this list and I just thought of those commercials, Becoming Your Parents.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Those are hilarious.
See, and that's what I'm saying. It might not be a boomer.
They're only hilarious because they're true.
Right. I don't know if it's necessarily a boomer thing as much as it's just, that stage of life. Yeah.
Calling it the COVID.
The COVID.
Oh, the COVID. Interesting.
The COVID. I say the COVIDs.
So
the vid.
All right. So what's the damage when you get the bill at the restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
There's a thing.
Okay.
So, and pronouncing tortilla with the L's. Tortilla.
Tortilla. Oh.
Yeah,
quesadilla.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of a funny thing around here because it's, you know, we do know how to say it in Texas.
So here's what I want to know from our listeners. If you could text us in some things that millennials say.
Oh, the young people.
Right?
Okay.
That young people say that, you know, kind of get under, you know, your skin. It's not necessarily bad. None of those things are bad, but they're boomerish and things that, you know, older people say that younger people don't.
I think there's
things. What do younger people say that just, you know, kind of gives you the cringe?
I was about to say, we could probably do that too, because I feel like at this point, and especially having to follow young athletes on social media just to see what they're up to.
Yeah.
And I see stuff that they post. I'm like, what is this? Can somebody translate this for me? Because I have no idea what this means.
You're such an old man.
I know.
All right. If you've got examples, text us 979-695-1620.
1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Here, let me turn all that stuff back on.
There you go.
There we go.
There we go.
Now y'all can participate in the show.
All right, I'm down.
In a new survey, nearly 90% of adults think they're financially responsible.
Okay.
Yet 35% still rely on their parents to pay bills.
Oh.
That's the 35%?
Wow. 35%.
And
adults as in 18 or older?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, college age maybe. Yeah. But so 35% is a little high.
Contribute to at least one of their bills. 19% say their parents help cover their rent. Another 19% say they chip in for groceries. 16% help with utilities. So I guess it's not really talking about college students. It's just
We've talked
about
how many
26 to 41 age range.
Okay. I mean, we've talked about it on the show recently, I think, how many people have moved back in with their parents, and it's a lot.
Yeah. It's a significant number,
right.
And especially with prices going up like they are. But that blew me away. How can you think you're financially responsible if somebody else pays your rent?
That doesn't go hand in hand.
Maybe you're financially responsible, but you're still broke.
Well, that's true.
Maybe your job just doesn't pay enough.
Right. You're financially responsible, but you still don't have enough money to get by because you're just not making enough.
Yeah. I mean, when we think about it here, prices as high as they may be, even in rentals, are still much more reasonable than they would be in other places. So say if you're from Austin and you're trying to go out there and you're just now trying to make it on your own, good luck affording something that's at least decent that you can live
mm-hmm.
in.
Yeah, it'd be the one thing I look at is how tough it would be for a young person to buy a home now.
Oh my gosh.
Starter homes
are
not at the price that they were.
Well, and even if you're not, you know, buying a home, you know, living on your own, it's not cheap to live by yourself. And so I think you still, I mean, I am living by myself for the first time ever. I mean, I lived by myself in grad school, but that was my parents were still paying my rent. But I've always had roommates.
Right. And this is your first time, and you've been in that since
the
summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the bills, are you finding they're a little more difficult?
I mean, not to get into my financial issues
right,
on the radio, but
Chelsea doesn't have any lights right now.
I mean, I'm squatting in this apartment. My rent is definitely more expensive. And so now I am in a financial position where I can afford that.
Right. But, and you made that decision.
I made that decision. Yeah, absolutely. But I completely agree with the, you know, the starter home. I mean, I have friends who have bought homes in the last like couple of years, but it's nothing like I think it was compared, you know, even when we were just getting out of college.
Yeah, it's just it feels to me like the housing market has run up way faster than the salaries have gone up.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So, well, now you factor in inflation and the fact that you got to spend $5 for a dozen eggs.
You moved at the right time, Zach.
Yeah. No,
I
was on the tail end. Ultimately, you would have loved to have done it during the pandemic, right? Because interest rates were as low as they probably will be ever. It was certainly factoring into, hey, we need to get out of this place and we need to get a bigger place too. So, yep.
Yeah, so 40% of them say they struggle to remember to pay bills on time, and that's even if they aren't paying their own bills.
You said that stuff automated.
While being financially responsible, and by financially responsible, according to this article, they have good credit scores.
Okay.
Okay. But that still doesn't, you're not being financially responsible if you're not paying your bills on time.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
Because you forgot.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It is 36 degrees out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Rooster's Bike and Coffee Shop, home of the lifetime free tune-up in front of Hurricane Harry's on College Avenue. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police make two arrests early Friday morning shortly after officers responded to a pair of armed robberies that took place about 2 miles apart. Victims north of Henderson Park on Commerce Street and behind Jane Long School told officers that the suspects displayed guns and demanded unidentified valuables. No one was injured. Charges against 18-year-old Jaquarius Ford and 17-year-old Daniel Salazar Rivera also include warrants from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. Ford was also jailed on charges from last year of possessing a controlled substance and evidence tampering. College Station police continues to investigate a man's body that was found last Friday morning at Wolfpin Creek Park. Officer David Simmons says a visitor to the park spotted the body.
It was essentially in the water, but resting on the
creek bank.
Yeah.
Officers found no identification on the clothed body that was found upstream from the intersection of Dartmouth and Holloman.
The body was extracted from the creek and sent to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for autopsy as well as identification.
Simmons asks anyone who may have seen suspicious activity in the park last Thursday or Friday to call CSPD. The new week of school in Navasota ISD includes a junior high student not being allowed to be on any district campus. Navasota's superintendent says that's after finding on the student's social media a photo of the student with a firearm while on the junior high campus. A letter from the superintendent states they do not know when the photo was taken and no weapon was found on the campus. The student faces an expulsion hearing. Bryan ISD's administrator in charge of building security explains the results of 5 state inspections last fall and one that was done earlier this month.
BISD Auxiliary Services Director Ron Clary said a state inspector found last fall an exterior door located behind a locked fence did not close properly. That was fixed the same day. A second incident that Clary reported to the BISD board last fall was an interior door that was not closed and locked. Something that is not required by the state, but is required by the district. Clary says even with all the bells and whistles, what safety and security boils down to is the person doing the right thing.
Not opening the door to someone that doesn't have a badge, teaching the kids not to open doors for other people, what to do in the case of an active shooter.
Clary welcomes additional requirements that may come from the legislature.
Bring it on. We want the kids, we want the parents, we want our staff to feel safe when they're at our schools. And anything that can be done to improve on that, we welcome with open arms.
College Station ISD reported to WTAW News that state inspectors found no issues at 7 campuses that were checked last fall. And in both districts, employees followed guidelines requiring inspectors to provide identification, verifying the ID, having the inspector sign in and sign out, and giving them a visitor's badge. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
A Brenham man who has been in the Brazos County Jail for almost 3 years on domestic violence charges has reached a plea agreement with the district attorney's office. 32-year-old Jamarius Davis was sentenced to 35 years in prison and was ordered to stay away from 2 victims for the rest of his life. Davis admitted to strangling his wife in her apartment in April of 2019. He also admitted to hitting her son in the head with a liquor bottle in February of 2020. The 12-year-old was hospitalized in Houston for treatment of facial fractures and bleeding in his brain. Like any new job, city council members experience a learning curve when they first join council. During his first visit on our show, Bryan Councilman Ray Arrington gave a shout out to longtime city secretary Mary Lynn Strada for her guidance.
You know, James Brown was a godfather of soul. Mary Lynn was the godfather of Bryan.
So there you go.
Godmother of Bryan.
When asked about his priorities for District 2, Arrington said infrastructure improvements are needed.
If we go back over the CIP, and if we tweak that a little bit, you know, if we tweak that and maybe reprioritize it a little bit, I think that District 2 will grow and the economy of Bryan will grow.
Arrington believes there is property in District 2 that could be more attractive to companies if the infrastructure was improved. Winter is here for now, but summer is right around the corner. During his visit on our show, Pat McIntyre from College Station Utilities issued a reminder about taking advantage of the cooler temps.
If you have a home improvement project, maybe check your insulation levels. Now's a good time to be in the attic. You know, it's not too hot. That'll probably last till about end of March. So if you need extra insulation or something like that, get with a contractor, or if you want to do it yourself, now is a pretty good time to do it.
McIntyre says since most people spend more time indoors during the winter months, you should also change your air filters to improve indoor air quality. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 36 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by Rooster's Bike and Coffee Shop. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Weather's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes. Malik, making a difference.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers, breezy and chilly, low 40s. We have a winter storm watch from this afternoon to early Wednesday for Milam County. Showers, upper 30s overnight. More showers Wednesday, mid 40s. Showery conditions Tuesday night in the upper 30s. Looks like occasional rain Wednesday, high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
38 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Infomaniacs live from the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So this caught my attention because, and I think we've talked about these cars before, but I never heard of an insurance company just refusing to even write policies for certain types of vehicles.
Really?
Oh, okay.
So, and, you know, caught my attention because I'm in the car shopping market soon.
That's right.
As soon as I settle with the insurance company. But according to CNN, both State Farm and Progressive have confirmed they will no longer write policies for some Kia and Hyundai vehicles manufactured between 2015 and 2019.
Lots of recalls for those, I guess?
That's not it. Their keys lack those anti-theft things, you know, that make your keys really expensive.
Yeah.
And there's videos floating around social media that show how to start these cars without keys. So they became a heavy theft thing for juveniles, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just going out on joyrides, stealing a Kia or a Hyundai. So now State Farm and Progressive, if they don't have that anti-theft stuff in them, are not riding those. I've never heard of another car like that where they just, you know, you've heard of cars that are more expensive to insure than others.
Right, and, yeah, sports cars, whatever.
But, you know, if you were thinking easy stolen car, heavily common stolen car, would have Kia have come to mind for you?
No.
No, I don't really think of what cars are the easiest to steal.
No one probably would have even known if they hadn't come out with those videos, right? Nobody would have thought about stealing those vehicles.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you would think, you know, more luxury cars would be more stolen.
Higher,
you know,
end.
I mean, we know trucks get stolen a lot in Texas.
I'm thinking about Nick Cage and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, there's lots of trucks, right?
Right.
Hey, that was a great movie.
That was a great movie. Angelina Jolie, Robert Duvall, right? Wasn't he in it?
He was, yeah. Yep. Obviously, Chelsea was all over that movie. She watched it hundreds of times.
It's a good film. It's a good Nick Cage film.
Car insurance and bro movies.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite things.
It wasn't a bro movie. I mean, there were some female lead characters in it
as
well.
It was a bro movie.
Yeah.
It totally was.
Well, talking about bro and how that's sometimes used in slang, I know Dusty had the question, what do older folks, we won't call them boomers, but what do older folks hate hearing from younger people? Someone said literally used in the wrong context.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
I use. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally guilty of it.
Yeah.
So we have a little behind the scenes look at radio. You don't realize how often you say things, particular things, just in passing or in a conversation.
Sure.
Until you have to talk for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will certainly point those out. And you'll notice, too, because it's saying, wow, I'm listening back to that. I said like a lot. And that was another one, too. Our boss actually texted that one in. But when you use like a bunch in a sentence, people don't realize it until other folks point it out. And then suddenly you're sitting there thinking, I've got to really be on top of my game and make sure I don't say that over and over again.
Yeah, definitely. A few other people texted in some things. Using the word tea when referring to gossip. People will say spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Spill the tea. Somebody else said whatevs instead of saying whatever.
Whatevs.
Or so jelly instead of saying I'm jealous.
Okay, yeah, jelly one for sure.
And then they also said vacay, which, you know, I say vacay.
I say vacay too.
Yeah. And then somebody else said millennial slang that I hear, slay, which means awesome, or, you know, if you're slaying something, you're doing a really good job at it.
Beyonce slays.
Yeah. Speaking of Beyonce,
I think these are younger than millennial things almost.
Some
Gen
of them.
Zers.
Yeah. Gen Z.
Yeah. And then speaking of Beyonce, queen, referring to somebody who is just, you know, kind of doing something great.
Yas queen.
Yes, queen.
So she has to be a female.
And then speaking of bro, yeah, bruh was another one that people don't like.
Threw that out there. And, you know, from Twitter, some of the things that boomers say about millennials, we'll just, or older folks say about younger folks, since we've kind of changed it up a little bit. I was today years old. I think we've used that in the last week,
right? I used it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I found out it was PetSmart and not PetSmart.
I was today years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get why that, I guess, could be annoying. And a lot of these, you know, a lot of these start on social media and then they kind of, they begin videos and things like that. And so, I don't know, they can be kind of fun to get in on and then they become a thing for a while until something new comes along.
And then
along.
They're annoying.
Yeah.
Wait for everything that's a random revelation.
Wait?
Yeah, well, just throwing out the word wait. I'm just reading the list here.
Okay. It makes a lot more sense when people put these with video or with a graphic or something.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Win the internet or win TikTok or, you know, win whatever, right?
Oh, win the day or win whatever?
Yeah, just winning.
All I do is win.
Oh, W-I-N.
W-I-N.
I was thinking like win.
Win, okay. Question mark, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that video won TikTok today or won the internet or whatever. Those are some of the things on the list, as well as adulting.
Adulting?
The word adulting.
Like paying your bills
That's
on time?
That's because so many of us don't feel like adults yet, and so we have to have a word to describe what adulting is. We think it should be.
I was thinking whenever I turned 18 that I would be an adult. That didn't work out. Then, whenever I graduate college and get a job.
Yeah.
No, that didn't work. Oh, whenever I become a parent. No, that didn't
still,
work either.
No.
Nope. Still childish.
Maybe it's your next job.
Maybe so.
Infomaniacs, 8:45. There was no community interview today. If we had one, it would have been brought to you by McCaffrey Electric. They light up your life. So speaking of jobs, Zach, since you're moving on after this week to a new job, Mental Floss is out with a list of the top cities in the country to find a job.
Okay.
Now, College Station's not on the list. I don't know if College Station even qualified.
Probably not a large enough city.
Texas didn't do particularly well, nor towards the top of the list, which surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas had 4 in the top 50.
Right, but only 1 in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's just start at the top of the list. The easiest place to find a job, apparently, there are lots of job openings in San Francisco, California.
Oh, because everybody's leaving.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder.
Well, you can work there. You just can't afford to live there.
Yeah, that's true. And we actually know. We had a friend who, then they had to live outside of San Francisco.
Right.
A long way outside of San Francisco, and now she's back in San Antonio, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
She moved back. My thing is, I'm wondering how the housing market's going to do there. Right? Because everybody's leaving, and so now you're going to have a surplus of homes. You would think the prices are going to go down a bit, wouldn't
you? Maybe. Yeah, and it says in this particular article, like you said, from Mental Floss, researchers looked at 32 weighted metrics, all of which fell into two different categories, job market or socioeconomic.
So, okay, gotcha.
You know, again, there's a lot to take into consideration, but I was a little surprised to see San Francisco at the top.
Right there at the top. Number 2 was Columbia, Maryland.
Which I've never even heard of.
No, but I'm sure it's a D.C. suburb, right?
Oh.
Yeah, Columbia. Yeah, I would imagine.
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. I have an old roommate that lives in Orlando. Loves it.
Go work at Disney. San Jose, California. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
That comes in at number 5.
Okay.
Salt Lake City, Fremont, California. They're tied for number 6.
Okay.
South Burlington, Vermont. Man, this is sounding like a bunch of cold places all of a sudden.
Yeah,
right?
I was about to say, you got to deal with some cold weather.
I'm sitting here whining about it being 38 today and a little rainy. You know, it's really cold some places up north right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Salt Lake, I follow I guess you could call her an influencer on social media. She lives in Salt Lake City, and it was like 23 yesterday. She was walking her dog in the snow.
I have never been to Salt Lake. I've heard it's beautiful.
Oh, I will tell you, it looks stunning from the hikes and stuff that she takes.
But their beers are only like 5% alcohol. Yeah. That's the tops.
Just to drink more.
Yeah. Spend some more money.
There's a reason not to move somewhere.
I'm sorry, the beer just isn't alcoholic enough for me.
And then
you had just
gotten to Texas. Plano came in at number 9.
Right.
Plano,
yeah.
Okay.
We were getting there. Portland, Maine came out and wraps up the top 10. Seattle right behind it. Other Texas cities, Irving. So,
okay.
You know, so we got Plano and then we got Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Austin comes in at 20, and I think I saw another Dallas area city on this list.
Okay.
Grand Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Comes in at 25.
Interesting.
So there's your four Texas cities, three of them up in the Metroplex area, plus Austin for places where you can
find jobs, but can you afford to live there?
Yeah, where do you want to drive from once you get the job?
True.
Registration is open for the 2023 American Heroes Dream Wedding Giveaway. Local wedding association professionals have teamed up to provide an all-inclusive wedding to one heroic couple as a way to thank our teachers, first responders, and active duty military. If you're a Brazos Valley teacher, first responder, or active duty military, please go to AmericanHeroesWedding.com for complete details on how you can win an all-inclusive wedding. Registration closes February 25th, 2023 at 11:59 p.m.
The Infomaniacs, 8:49. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a call pouring in.
Pouring in.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, welcome to the Infomaniacs this morning. What you got?
Good. I was going to tell Chelsea that 23 was balmy for Salt Lake City because on the national weather, they said it was 9 degrees this morning.
Ooh. So it dropped. Man, yeah. That is chilly. Chilly.
Having a bit of a cold snap, I think, here across the nation. So.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, so I'm watching when I woke up this morning. I watched a little bit of national news before I hopped in the shower to get ready to come in. And, you know, they're showing the weather map. And, of course, we're getting our rain and cold through the south. But up north, it's how many minutes till you get frostbite.
Yeah,
what they're showing on the map.
Start the countdown.
How long can you stay outside?
Yeah, here's your 20-minute frostbite area. Here's your 10-minute frostbite area. Here's your 5-minute frostbite area. I'm thinking, I want absolutely none of that.
So I was recently up near Bend, Oregon, which is central Oregon. Gets really cold there. My brother-in-law lives in a small town just south, and it's -9 right now there. So I'm good.
Yeah. So all of a sudden the weather, the rain and cold we're having here put in perspective and we're grateful for it all of a sudden, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, 28 in Syracuse, but it's snowing. There's a shocker. I like to keep
Does
that
it
on.
Does it stop snowing there?
No. Well, in May, and then it turns to cold rain.
Oh, well, in that case, something good.
Yeah. So no, I like to keep that on my weather favorites just so I can remind myself why I no longer live there.
How about some random facts for a Monday?
Okay.
Scientists think that bananas were domesticated more than 7,000 years ago on the island of New Guinea.
Okay. Bananas?
Bananas,
okay.
Yeah. There you go. Will Ferrell's dad was a music with the Righteous Brothers.
I did know that. He has kind of a musical background. Yep.
Which Will does, right? I mean, he does a lot of musical stuff.
Not that it's like, I don't think he's like a real musician.
It's more comedian, like comedy music. But, I mean, he just did that musical with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
The holiday one.
The music. The Christmas one.
You guys seen the movie Up?
Yes.
Yes, actually, I have.
So sad.
Okay. Well,
the beginning is sad.
Pixar animated 20,622 balloons to carry the house in the movie Up. They didn't fake it. They actually even animated the ones you can't see inside the giant bunch.
Okay.
To make it work. I have no idea why. It's a random fact for a Monday.
How tedious that task was. Holy cow. Why would you even waste time? Hey, by the way, I mentioned 5% alcohol, and I should have known better than this with beer. Yeah, you can have beers that are less than that. I'm thinking like your porters and your stouts. In Utah, they actually had a law that stated it had to be 3.2% was the limit for 86 years.
Highest. Okay.
Oklahoma used to be that way. I don't know if it still is or not.
Now, this one in Utah at least changed in 2019. It now allows beers with 4% alcohol by weight or 5% ABV to be sold in grocery stores. So there you go.
Okay.
There you go. So the University of Vermont is referred to as UVM.
Okay.
But it doesn't stand for University of Vermont. It stands for the motto. I'm going to have to get closer because I got old man eyes.
The motto?
Yeah, it stands for their motto. UVM is Universitas...
Something in Latin.
Yep, University of the Green Mountains is what it stands for.
Okay.
So there you go.
Interesting.
It's UVM, but it's not the University of Vermont. We'll be right back. 8:55. So a man thought it would be a good idea. I guess he watched Tiger King and said he was going to go decide he wanted to sell a real tiger cub on social media this week.
Okay. Yeah, why would you not? Why don't you just go ahead and go to social media?
How much would you pay for a tiger cub, Chelsea? You'd love one. Come on, everybody likes tiger cubs. It's
yeah,
when they get big.
They're very cute. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe we get an office pool.
And if I really were to purchase one, it would not be from some rando on social media.
Well, he was only going to sell it for $25,000. Carlos Castro Alcaraz, 25, was arrested after a deal was made to sell the young tiger to undercover officers for a reduced price of $20,000. Now, later...
bargained with him.
Yeah, you always got a bargain, right? Police later served a warrant at his home. In addition to the tiger, he had an American alligator and a dozen snapping turtles. They were also seized.
Oh, wow.
But it's... I mean, this is a tiger cub.
Right.
And apparently was in duress a little bit. Having some health issues.
Yeah.
So, thankfully... officials were able to act, and now the tiger cub is in good hands and no doubt on the mend.
But
I mean, the fact that you've got a tiger in your apartment and you're looking to sell this bad boy, and the fact that you would put it on social media, don't you think that other people might kind of pick up on that and
right.
say,
like
hey,
the police,
you probably shouldn't be selling that.
Because there's got to be a black market for those types
things.
Not to say police can't find that too, but it always is amazing though, the people who sell these things and then they do the house raid and they find like 18 other wild exotic animals. I mean,
right.
This guy just had an alligator and some snapping turtles, but like what an odd combination of animals, right? And so I can't even imagine taking care of one exotic animal, let alone 23 different ones.
Yeah, it's, I think that's just a whole different world.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I wish I would have never watched Tiger King, and I really think that may have been the first thing I watched on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it came out during the pandemic.
It came out at the perfect time for something to
right.
be binged
and I don't think
by
I,
America.
And everybody's like, oh,
don't
yeah.
I don't think I'd had Netflix before the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't
I didn't
think
know
so.
That.
So,
everybody's like, we need to watch something trashy that, you know, it's like a train wreck. You just can't look away.
Yeah.
And
that's
pretty much what Tiger King was.
Y'all did hear that Carol Baskin's husband was found alive.
No, he's rumored to be found alive.
That's what they say.
And he was also rumored to have been killed.
But her family's denying this rumor.
His family
is denying the rumor.
So they went into the movie. Have you guys seen the movie that came out?
No.
So they came out with the movie
afterwards. I would never watch anything after that. I felt so dirty. Watch it the first time.
It went a lot into the background about her husband.
Oh, okay.
And he was a pretty shady character
I'm
as well.
Sure.
And he would make lots of trips to, I think it was Costa Rica
at the time. That's where they say they found him.
Yeah. He would make lots of trips to Costa Rica. And that whole world of people that deal in exotic animals, and I'm not talking about rescue habitats.
And
or
sanctuaries and
things like that.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about those kinds of folks. I'm talking about people who basically have these things for pets. Is very, very shady.
Yeah. Well, it has to be.
It has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe the guy that has the Franklin Safari got in a little bit of trouble recently.
Right? I saw that. Yeah.
For selling some animal and then not delivering the animal.
Oh,
I don't remember which one it was, but he and another middleman in the exotic animal world.
Now, I wouldn't want to point fingers here, but you know, if I had enough land and say some higher fences and stuff and I had the money, I'd get a tiger. I just put, you know, like a game preserve.
It'd be fun for about a day.
Yeah. I would have like a little GPS on him. He'd have like an Apple Watch where I could make sure where he was so I wouldn't get...
He'd have a chip so if they find him. You know, they say chip your pets.
Yeah. If he's lost and they take him to Aguila and Humane,
can
they can figure out where he goes.
Ask Leah next time she's on if they would microchip a tiger for you.
Find the tiger then and bring back Zach's leg.
Oh my God.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
29-year-old woman was arrested in New Jersey for posing as a high school student. She enrolled herself, made it for 4 days.
I saw this.
4 days?
4 days. Didn't Drew Barrymore do that in the movie?
Yes, Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
Great movie, by the way.
And then she fell in love with her teacher?
Yeah, but it made sense because they were the same age, technically.
After the fact.
I know. It was like she was a journalist, and she had never been kissed, and her boss found out and said they were going to do an undercover story at the high school.
Yeah. And her brother did it, too. He's David Arquette. Yeah,
that's
remember?
Right. What a great
He was like the
movie.
Baseball star?
Dude,
that's totally
Drew
against
Barrymore's
UIL regulations.
Rom-coms are just so good.
The Infomaniacs, WTAW 1620 94.5, WTAW College Station, bro.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.